from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Wednesday. First of yesterday's news, I and Glenn ZB, we're looking back at Tuesday. We need to talk about Tom Petty. Looked like he was dead, and then he wasn't, and then he was again, unfortunately. We're going to keep it musical with a bit of Pleasure Dome. Some more Pleasure Dome interviews, actually. We seem to be doing back-to-back Pleasure Dome interviews. We'll get to the bottom of this shortly. But before any of that, the terrible shooting in Las Vegas, of course.
Funny old day. I don't mean that in a funny ha-ha kind of a way. Strange old day. Strange old day for the media because everyone wants an angle about what happened in Las Vegas. Firstly, heard TV3 News tonight. They said, it's known as Sin City. I thought, what a stupid introduction to a story. Because no one knows it is Sin City. But they just had to call it that to reel out some kind of cute headline. And emotions kind of run hard when something like this happens. Everyone says their thoughts and prayers are with the people and their families. Talk's cheap around things like this. And also, too, in New Zealand, everyone's got an opinion. Everyone wants to speak one way or the other about the way and the right to form a well-organized militia and the Second Amendment, if that's what it is. And everyone's got an opinion because we're also influenced by the American media. And it's easy to tap into American opinion. We can turn on Fox or CNN and we can become versed and immersed in the lingua franca of gun control. But in New Zealand, it does not make one jot of difference.
It is sort of morbidly fascinating to watch from here, though, isn't it? We just can't understand the situation over there. So to help us get an insight into it, Rachel Smalley talked to this guy about the gun control laws.
This case, a lone shooter with an arsenal of weapons shooting from a high-rise hotel. What, if anything, in the gun laws could be changed to prevent something like this happening?
Well, we've had so many of these instances that we are not going to get anywhere going through each particular instance and saying which particular gun law would have prevented it from happening. But it's abundantly clear that we do not have adequate regulation of firearms in the United States. So we need to have some effective laws that allow law-abiding citizens to have guns for hunting and sporting and for other useful purposes, but to keep guns out of the hands of insane people and criminals. And we could do a lot better job than we are, and we're not doing it. And we need our Congress and our president to focus on effective gun regulation for the purpose of law and order. There's not a partisan issue at all. It's something that a lot of Americans care about. We're just having a great deal of difficulty getting it done.
Well, the White House has said now is not the time to resurrect the gun law debate. Can you see, though, any movement from the Republicans on this?
I don't know what's going on and why they say now is not the time. Of course, now is not the time. It should have been done years ago. We should have put into place effective regulation of firearms to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and insane people. We could do a lot more than we are. That doesn't mean we would prevent every mass shooting and every crazy person from getting a gun, but we certainly could do a lot more than now. And this debate should have occurred a long time ago. So the obligation of the politicians is to take action. Americans are sick and tired of politicians who talk about just offering up their prayers and condolences. That's the job for a priest or a rabbi. The politicians need to take action and protect the American people. And that's not happening, and people are very upset about it.
Yes, that's right. Everybody wants to know how something like this could possibly happen. And Layton certainly was very quickly into the minutiae of what had to happen for this guy to do what he did.
Americans, especially those on the right, have been concerned about tyranny and governments getting too much power from day one. That's what they established America for. That's why they settled in the first place, to get away from exactly that. So in this day and age, you might argue that, well, we're way past that, you know, and that's just nonsense now. Well, actually, is it really? There's a number of things about America. I love America, have done for a long time. But there's a number of things about America that I think are often misunderstood. America has become lax, lazy in the main, lax and lazy, accepting of almost anything, including increasing government power that overrides the Constitution in numerous ways, and nobody does much about it. Those of the right, or the conservatives, if you like, who stand their ground on this sort of thing, are the last remaining bastion. You go to the major cities where they're basically liberals or progressives, and they just top it sweet, you know. But they also have been contributing to undermining all sorts of aspects of a constructed life and a constructed citizenship by undermining. Individual rights for the sake of the good. For the sake of the many.
Yeah, so if I understand Leighton correctly, it's worth a few mass shootings in order for people to protect the right to own automatic weapons. So what he means? I don't quite understand what's happening there. Hey, Lucy Lawless was back on the station again yesterday. We'll come to her shortly, but first, Tom Petty. This was my clever way of getting both Andrew Dickens and Rachel Smalley on the show at the same time.
Oh, he was one of the greats, wasn't he?
He absolutely was one of the greats, one of the underappreciated greats. It's now, today, people are going, oh, yeah, that song. Oh, yeah, that song, you know, and how many memories were part of it. I'm just so glad you were playing Refugee just then, because, honestly, I was listening to the radio in one ear, and I've got the YouTube up on the other, and I'm thinking about this, and I've also got Twitter going on another. And Finlay McDonald, the former editor of The Listener, has just tweeted that his concert at the Logan Campbell Centre in 1980 was probably the single best rock and roll concert he's ever been to.
Wow.
And I was at that concert. And that was after the Damn the Torpedoes album release. And Refugee was the big hit. But on that album, they also had Here Comes My Girl, which is just remarkable. Don't Do Me Like That and all that sort of thing. And I remember that gig so well because it just encapsulated being a teen. Not the way Bruce Springsteen did, you know, with his cars and his, you know, driving back, but more just that sort of pure, utter excitement of being young and life was out there and life was edgy, you know. And at that stage, punk rock was quite big and the punks got it as well. It just had this twinge of urban, real urban rock and roll.
It was sort of heartland rock, wasn't it? Heartland rock movement.
Weird, isn't it, how we get so upset when people who sing music, play music, when they die. I mean, people die all the time. Lots of people die. Especially when they get old. And if I'm going to be brutally honest, Tom Petty's never actually looked that well, even when he was young. Just saying. Right, we're going to finish up. Keep it musical. We've got another Pleasure Dome interview. This feels like about the 16th Pleasure Dome interview we've had on the station.
It's part of the joy of it, where you, if you weren't there, even if you were there in 1984, you can go back and you can walk on the wild side a little without doing anything you're terribly ashamed of. You know, so there's the sort of the verisimilitude of danger with no real, you know, of excitement with no real danger. So.
Yeah, and that's what it was like, you know, because a lot of people came to Wellington and Auckland and they'd come from small towns, or it was a very beige society in the 70s. It was, you know, very conformist, and we all did our Carless Days and we were all very...
Forgot about that.
Yes, we were good citizens. And then all of a sudden, it was 1984 and the Fourth Labour government came in, and there was, you know, economic barriers were removed and societal barriers came down, and it was all very new and raw and wonderful if you weren't afraid of it. It was, because it was a bit gentle, because nobody really knew what was happening, so you had to find your way.
Yeah, I'm surprised how, you know, I would have thought that the gay community would flood into this, and they're there, certainly,
yeah.
But the regular Joe community is loving this. I guess it is that walk on the wild side. I think New Zealanders are still, I will say, very open and non-threatened, just, and deserve a party.
Yeah, so here's hoping that's the last interview we do about Pleasure Dome. It seems to be getting more publicity than it really deserves, but I'm not quite sure how that happened. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Wednesday. We'll see you back here again with more tall poppy syndrome tomorrow. Bye.